Over the past few years, I've started coming around to the idea that maybe the ancestors are influencing you from the beyond, pushing you to reconnect to what was. My grand vision of a future life rooted by land, vegetables, flowers, and spending all day outside is my family history. I just didn't know it. I can't really put into words how energizing it is to learn that I come from a line of island farmers. Eventually I'll get there, basking in that sweet sunshine.
I'm Alexandra Thompson, and you're listening to Heirloomed, sustainability advice from our elders to reconnect this modern era with our roots. You'll hear snippets of wisdom from my grandparents, who've lived sustainably before it was a buzzword, and every now and then, bonus submissions from yours. In this episode, we're talking to my paternal grandfather Victor about gardening and his favorite recipe for his fresh veg, plus what to do with your food scraps. Let's dig into it.
So when did you start gardening?
My own gardening?
Yeah.
I only started that when I went to London, really. Because the garden that we had, we had like a plot of land at the back of the house and on the side of the house. And my dad was the person who did most of the planting, like he planted potatoes. We had beans. We had a tree that, you call them avocados here.
Yeah.
We call them pears.
Oh.
Yeah. And you ever heard about breadfruit?
No. What is breadfruit?
Breadfruit is a fruit. It grows on a tree like that, and it's the inside of it is when it's ripe, you can cook it and eat it. People from Jamaica, they roast the breadfruit.
Is it similar to jackfruit?
I don't know. Jackfruit is like a little apple like that.
Jackfruit is like, from what I've seen, is like really big.
And green on the outside?
Yeah, and it's like kind of like bumpy.
Yes, probably like that.
Yeah.
Probably we call it breadfruit. Yeah.
Yeah, I know people use like the jackfruit, like when you open it, it can be like a pork replacement because it kind of like shreds like pulled pork when you cook it.
Oh.
Haven't seen that.
Yeah, but we like I said, the Jamaicans, they roast the breadfruit. Most of them like it roasted, we cook it.
Yeah.
Make it in soup, or you can fry it or whatever you want with the thing. So we had those trees, we had coconut trees, we grow a lot of sugar cane as well, bananas.
Yeah.
So my father looked after all those things.
In Barbados.
We helped out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would you say that your dad taught you how to garden?
In a sense, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your mom like to garden too?
No.
No.
My mom had to work, so she didn't have time for that. She got all the kids to do all of that.
Yeah. So when you first started gardening in London, how did you decide what you were going to grow?
Well, you know, to be honest, we never grew garden, like say, like lettuce and scallion. We never grew that. I grew mostly like potatoes and something they call, I can't remember the name of this thing that we used to grow, but mostly potatoes.
In London?
In London.
Yeah. Is it because you just ate more, you just needed potatoes, or is that easy to grow?
It's easy to grow
there,
yeah. Yeah. We had another thing we grew, but I can't remember what it's called now. But you grow it and you can make, not like porridge, but you can boil it and make it into a thing. It was very sour cream. You make it, yeah. I forget what it's called now.
Yeah.
But in Barbados,
yeah,
my aunt, they had an orchard.
Oh.
All kind of fruits. And they used to have they used to do a lot of kitchen gardening. They used to grow a lot of lettuce and tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. And we used to go down on weekends and help them and take it to the, what do you call it, to the market.
Yeah, so they would sell their fruit at the farmer's market?
To the market, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. I like the farmer's market better than the grocery store.
Yeah, because you have more variety and most cases you have fresher stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What's your favorite thing to grow?
Me now here?
In general, yeah, ever.
I like kale, tomatoes, and cucumbers.
Yeah.
I like those three things.
Why do you like to grow them the most?
Well, I love cucumbers, and I love tomatoes, and I love kale because I like to juice with kale.
Is there any advice that you have, like gardening advice that you have that's like stuck with you from your family land back in Barbados? Like, is there anything that you learned as a kid that you still do now?
Well, I know that you have to use a lot of compost.
Yeah.
And back then, you know, we didn't rely on these going to the store and buy bags of compost. Mm-hmm. We had natural compost from the horse, I mean, from the donkey, you know, the pig and all the animals. So all that stuff you have to get together, and that makes good compost.
Yeah.
Better than what you buy.
Yeah.
That's the real stuff.
The real deal.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anything like go bad with gardening? Like, like a squirrel ate all of your tomatoes one season or anything like that?
One year when we first moved here, I planted corn. Uh-huh. And the squirrels ate all the corn the first year.
In Queens? Here in Queens?
Right here.
Yeah.
I never planted any more corn. But since then, I don't have any problems with, you know. Recently, this year, a few tomatoes, I see the squirrels just bit the tomato and just leave it like that.
Yeah.
But really and truly, squirrels, I don't have a lot of problems. Some people have stuff that grow and that kill the plants. I don't have that problem either.
Yeah.
No.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Have you ever grown anything and it just really didn't do it? It just didn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ginger?
Yeah.
I tried growing them, never got anything. Yeah. I tried growing the Irish potato, you call it Irish potato?
Mm-hmm.
I tried growing that, and I only got maybe like two like that big,
tiny
tomatoes, yeah, about four. Yeah, and this year, like I told you, this year, cucumbers, nothing.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah. And my neighbor, she got fat, big cucumbers like that. Yeah. And I guess it's the soil, I guess.
Yeah. Needs more nutrients.
No more nutrients, yes.
Yeah.
Because when I came, when we first moved here and I started doing gardening up there, I was so proud. I had all these big, lovely cucumbers, lots of tomatoes, everything. I had so many that I took to work and gave them away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this year?
Nothing this year. Not last year.
Yeah, our garden didn't do that well this year either. Mm-hmm. I think it was the heat. I mean, I think it was a lot of things, but we were reading that if it gets too hot, then like the tomatoes can get sterile. So then they just like at the end of the season, all of a sudden you still have like a bunch of like either flowers or just like really small fruit ever ripen. Yeah.
But you know that kale can go through the winter.
It can?
Yeah. The kale I planted last year, mm-hmm. before I planted again, I was still getting kale. I told the gardener, do not pull up this kale. I was getting kale.
All year round?
Yeah.
Wow. Is there any other... Do you grow any other? Have you had any luck with any other vegetables year round?
No, but kale. That's why you have to. You can plant kale early, mm-hmm. even when it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that kale is your favorite vegetable?
Yeah.
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 If you were to describe yourself as a vegetable, what would you be?
What would I be? That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that. I like cucumbers.
Yeah. Big cucumber. Yeah, I would say you're a cucumber. They have the saying, the cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber?
Yeah. This is random. Have you seen the video of the Jamaican guy rapping about cucumbers?
No.
Okay, I'll show it to you later.
Pause. Okay, so I sent the YouTube video to him, and he left me on red. Cucumba.
So I know we talked about it before, but like your homemade juice. How did, if you were to describe your juicing to someone for the first time, how would you tell, like, what, why do you do it? How do you do it? What's your favorite kind of juice?
Well, I have to have green stuff.
Green stuff.
So I got to have kale. I got to have spinach, celery. Those are the green stuff that I would have. Then I would mix blueberries, strawberries, grapes. If I have cantaloupe or any kind of fruit that you can, cucumbers. Mm-hmm. Put cucumbers in my juice as well. But I don't use water, I use almond milk.
Oh, okay, yeah. And how often a week do you make your juice?
Maybe twice a week.
Twice a week?
When I make juice, it's like I make it for 2 days or 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I use glass bottles to store my juice in the fridge, and that keeps it more potent than if you were using plastic.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good to know.
And I also use in my juice, I always got to have wheat germ and what's the other one? Those are the seeds.
Oh, chia seeds.
Not the chia seeds,
the
other
one.
So I use the organic flax seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What made you think to add seeds to the juice?
Well, you know, I read and see that these things are good for you.
Yeah.
Good, what they call, it's good for your digestive system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have like a specific fruits and vegetables that make the best juice, or you just use what you have?
Well, if I don't have certain things, I don't juice.
Yeah. But what don't you
I gotta have kale.
Yeah.
And I gotta have spinach.
Okay.
And if I don't have those two things, I don't juice.
You don't
so I wait till I get those
two
things and juice. Yeah. And I always put parsley, if I have parsley.
Yeah.
And any kind of greens.
Yeah.
I put in the juice. Yeah, because it's all the green stuff. I don't have just all green stuff.
Yeah. Is there anything that you've tried to juice or added to the juice and you're like, I don't really like that?
No, because I use broccoli as well. That was
friend of mine,
broccoli as well, yeah. But the almond milk, it's vanilla almond milk.
Okay.
So with the grapes and the strawberries or blueberries or what they put in there, you have a kind of Swedish taste.
Yeah, it like balances
it out. So
it
doesn't taste too bad, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you sometimes like taste like the texture? Can you like tell when you have cucumbers versus, because you, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not a smoothie, it's juice.
It's not a smoothie, it's juice.
Yeah.
I also always got to have ginger.
Okay.
I put enough ginger, you can taste the ginger when you're having the juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What equipment do you use to make the juice?
Well, I used to have a Montel juicer.
Yeah.
But now I have Nutribullet.
Now you have the Nutribullet, yeah.
And it's better, in my opinion, it's better than the one I had before. It does. I mean, you would drink the juice and you don't even know what you're drinking, but it tastes good to you. And when I say to you what's in it, that what I have in it, you wouldn't believe that's in it.
Yeah, because it just gets like it just blends it so well.
It blends so well that you can't taste anything. No, you don't have anything to on your tongue. That it's all smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this Nutribullet, to me, is so good that you can put everything in it all at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to put the ice you put in it, not the big blocks, but the crushed ice.
Mm-hmm.
You put everything in there and with the almond milk, and that's it. It does everything.
Wow. How long have you had the Nutribullet?
Only about 2 months.
Oh, really? That's it?
Just recently.
Yeah.
Because the other one I had went bad, so.
How long did you have that one?
Oh, I had that one for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Nusa Bullet, they were on sale at Costco.
Yeah.
And my friend next door, she knows, because I told her about the other juice I had. She's the one who went and got one, as well, Montel one.
Yeah.
And I was telling her that my juice, now it's whenever I use it, it smokes.
Oh.
So I mean, the mortar is gone.
Yeah.
So she said to me, oh, I bought one from Costco. So she bought me one. I gave her the money to get me one, and I love it better.
Yeah, that's great. But do you have any, so you would say that you only replaced it when it was like broken?
Yeah.
You use it until it's broken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one is just so good that it have a thing there that you press for a little while and it breaks up everything.
Yeah.
And as soon as everything is broken up, you put it on another part of the juicer, and that one goes and get everything real nice and thing and smooth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't have to do it. You just press the button and leave it.
Yeah.
It does everything else. Yeah.
It's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Did you ever at any point like use your hands to like, do you ever like, you know how you can juice citrus? Did you ever juice citrus or anything like that?
The only thing I had was when I have a thing that used to do oranges.
Uh-huh.
Squeezy orange, but not anymore. If I have to do the juice, I sometimes use that in the juice as well.
Yeah.
Oranges, yeah.
Oranges, yeah.
Any kind of fruit that doesn't have a seed anyway,
yeah,
you can juice.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Juicing, I would say that juicing is better for you because sodas, not corks and Pepsi and all those things are sugar, very, very sugary. They're not good for you, really, truly. Mm. And I find that when you start to juice, you will continue to juice because the juice tastes better than having to. I think that juicing is good. If you start to juice from a young age, you'll grow up juicing everything, and you won't have to worry to buy all those sweet stuff out there, sodas that have nothing but sugar and things, because I think that causes a lot of obesity, all those sodas that these young kids drink. Not only that, it's you do a good juice, it fills you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel full after having juice.
Yeah. I remember when Dad was here a couple weeks ago, and he said that he doesn't juice or anything because of the calories. And we were like, you're eating a cucumber. Like, there's like...
No, the calories, there's more like, than,
no calories.
Nothing can be cucumbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have a body. You know, years ago, there used to be juicers that people used to sell, like Jack LaLanne juice. And you had all different compartments to clean up afterwards. And you put, say, an apple or a pear or anything in there. It juices, the juice comes out like pure juice.
Mm-hmm.
But then all the other real ingredients, you throw it away or eat it. But with these new juicers now, combined, you don't lose anything.
Yeah.
You can put apples in there, pears in there, whatever you put in there. It's all juice, everything. You get fiber from the thing, because you don't have to peel the apples, nothing like that. You get fiber. So all the fiber that you would throw away, you have in that juice, it's sick.
Yeah. So you would say that the smoothies that you have now are better?
Pardon
or
me?
The juice that you have now is better?
Yeah.
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 I would advise anybody, buy a juicer, a good juicer, and you can make your own juice. Because not only that, you're going to the store now and you want to buy a bottle of something, it costs you $2 or $3. You can spend less than that and you can make your own juice.
Yeah.
And it's fresh juice.
I love the optimism that my grandpa thinks you can buy 100% juice at the store for only $2 or $3. Tells you how long it's been since he's had to buy it. But yeah, back to the compost. Living in New York City, my grandpa doesn't have easy access to manure like he did in Barbados, but he doesn't let that stop him. We've both gotten free compost from Grow NYC green markets over the years, and he has a stationary composter in his backyard too. Creating compost is actually the process of breaking down organic material into fertilizer. It's not soil, but it's damn good for the garden. Compost provides additional nutrients to your green space to help everything grow. Truly full circle from plant to plate to ground all over again. Donating food scraps or using my neighbor's stoop tumbler is one of my go-tos for disposing of organics properly, but sometimes I take a step in between. If you've never made your own veggie stock, this is your sign. Take notes. It's an incredibly easy and delicious way to save money and avoid waste from store-bought stock. Every time we cook, we usually save our onion peels, garlic, carrot ends, potatoes, whatever, etc., and the freezer. I don't recommend using scraps from peppers or broccoli adjacent veggies though. They can make the stock taste a little bitter. Once we have enough for a full pot, we cover the scraps with water and bring to a boil. Using just veggies, we can usually have a stock ready in 30 minutes that we then use for a stew base or freeze for the next recipe that calls for broth. Then the scraps are finally ready to decompose. You know, after we've squeezed every last bit of flavor from them. There's plenty of recipes online to get a play-by-play, how to incorporate bones if you eat meat, or just experiment to make your own. Knowing my grandpa, this won't be the last time we chat garden or food. But next episode, you can expect to hear more about his views on time, lifestyle, and leisure. This episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, Alexandra Thompson. Immense gratitude to my grandfather, Victor Thompson, for sharing his wisdom with the world. This podcast is made possible by Brick, who presents and incubates new work that reflects the diversity that surrounds us. Brick is building Brooklyn's creative future. Learn more at brickartsmedia.org.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to stop recording. You ready?
Okay. Oh, you were recording already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. While you were talking to me, everything was being recorded?
Yeah.
Even from you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's okay.
See, it was easy. You didn't even
know. Yeah, not a problem. You just relax yourself when you say what you have to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.